Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Unipod Dropout. And welcome to episode 47. Today, we're going to be having a brief one. I want to talk about something that I believe is very important to every student. Oftentimes, when I get the opportunity to relate with students, especially those in 200 level, 300 level and above, one of the questions I love asking, and yet one of the questions they are least prepared for, is what's your CGPA, which is your cumulative grade point average. Some schools will call it GPA, right? Well, what's that number to the nearest two decimal places? And most persons begin to fumble. They are like, oh, I don't know it, and all, you know, several other things. Isn't it amazing how we set goals in our head about the kind of class of grade we want to graduate with? So we say we want to graduate a first class, we want to graduate a second class upper, you know. Even people say, oh, I want to graduate with a second class lower. Oh, I'm in final year, I know my grades haven't been too good, I just want to graduate and leave the school. And then I ask, what's your CGPA currently? And they don't have the number. They're like, I don't have any F, you know. It's amazing because I say this because even when I wasn't doing well, like when I was doing badly in geology, I still tracked the CGPA. Like I remember back then in my geology days, I would help my classmates calculate their CGPA. I knew that calculation, and you could even wake me up from sleep and I'll be able to deliver a CGPA computation for you. This is when I wasn't doing well, right? Now, talk more about when I came back to school and decided I wanted to graduate to first class. So, first things first, you want to know, how does your higher institution calculate the CGPA? Different schools have different methods across different countries here in Africa and around the world. So you want to find out, how does your school calculate? How does your faculty or your department, how do they calculate it? Now, there are schools where your 100 level courses is just weighted at a 10% weight, whereas year 2 is 20%, you know, weighted on 20%, year 3 30%, and year 4, which most times is final year, 40%. Whereas the school I graduated from, University of Port Harcourt, it's pretty much the same thing. It's just 25%. So meaning an A in 100 level is as heavy and as important as an A in final year. Of course, it also means that an F or an E in year 1 also means about the same or has the same weight as those in final year. So you need to find out what the computation system of your school. How does your school calculate it? You might want to reach out to those who just graduated from maybe your department recently and ask them if they are willing to share their spreadsheet with you. That's fine, or their transcript. If not, you can just ask them, how exactly is it being computed? All right. Some schools also, at the end of final year, when everything is being computed, they don't take into consideration all your courses, right? Whether it's borrowed courses, general courses, departmental courses, every department or every school has the way they do their thing. So you want to find out, how is your school's CGPA computation? How is it weighted? Is it weighted on 25% across, or is it weighted higher for the higher courses, higher levels rather than the lower levels? That's one thing. Then you also want to know, at the end of my stay in school, which of my courses will count for my CGPA computation? It's different things for different schools, and indeed different things for different departments, right? For some departments, they would jolly well put all the weight on the departmental courses, and they can just fling away maybe the general courses or fling away some borrowed courses. You want to find out. It's important for you to know exactly how it's being computed so that you can then position yourself well based on your CGPA goals that you have. So it's not enough to say you want to graduate with a first class. You need to know, how is a first class being computed in my department, so that you put yourself right in the middle of a proper positioning, okay? Then, once you've known that, you then need to know what your CGPA is in the light of this new knowledge that you've just found out about your department or about your faculty or about your school as per CGPA computation. You need to know what your CGPA is. There are times when I reach out to students and they tell me, oh, I would have loved to have calculated my CGPA, but you know what? We've not been shown all our results for the semester or for the year. And that doesn't matter. CGPA computation, you can just begin to calculate from what you've seen already. I mean, a general formula is usually total quality points divided by total credit units, where quality points will mean the grade point multiplied by the credit unit. So grade point will mean the point attached to a grade. So for a 5.0 or a 5-point CGPA computation, an A will mean a 5, a B will mean a 4, a C is a 3, a D is a 2, and an E is a 1, right? And then an F is a 0. These numbers are the grade points attached to these grades. So, for example, an A in a 2-credit unit course. The quality point, remember we said, is grade point multiplied by credit unit. So the grade point of an A is a 5. And we said the credit unit is a 2. So the quality point of an A in a 2-credit unit course will be A, which is 5, grade point, multiplied by 2, which is the credit unit. 5 times 2 gives you a 10. Whereas an A in a 3-credit unit course, using the same formula, will be 5 times 3, 15. So you see that two A's may not be weighted the same way. Two A's may just be different things for different people. So that's how you calculate the quality points. So let's take another example. A C in a 4-credit unit course. So again, the grade point to a C will be what? 3, right? And we said the credit unit is 4. So 3, which is the grade point, multiplied by the credit unit, which is 4. 3 times 4 gives us 12. That's the quality point of that particular course. So CGPA computation, for the most part of it, generally speaking, will be total quality points divided by total credit units. So you don't need to wait until you've gotten all the results for that semester. With what you have already, begin to calculate. So I remember when I got back to school studying economics, the first course we took an exam in was a general studies course. I think it's computer appreciation, GS-102. Nah, 101. Yeah, I still know my course codes, GS-101. And I got a B. So from that first result that I saw, I knew that at that point, my CGPA at that point was a 4.0. And then the next set of results that came out were also general studies courses. In fact, those were computer based, so they were coming out pretty much at once you're done. So the next set was two general studies courses, and I got an A and a B. I computed everything. My CGPA now moved from 4.0 to 4.33. Now, the reason you need to track it every time is so that you know what grades you need to have in your other courses in order for you to get your expected outcome. So for someone like me who was chasing a first class, I knew that the only grade that could help me improve my CGPA was an A, because an A is, remember, grade point of 5. So if you're going to get a CGPA of 4.5 and above, which for my school and most schools that use the 5-point scale would mean a first class. So if you're going to get a 4.5 and above, it means that you need to get more of A's, which is 5s, on the grade point scale than B's, which is 4s. So the more B's you get, the more 4s you get, and it takes you closer to a 4. The more A's you get, the more 5s you get, and it takes you closer to a 4.5 and above. Now, it will be a bit more technical for most persons, but I encourage you to please find out how it's being done in your school, in your faculty, in your department. When you find that out, know what your CGPA is and track it based on your goal. What did you say you wanted to graduate with when you got into school? How far or how close are you to that target? Right? So if you say you want to graduate with first class, which is 4.5 and above, again, we're using the 5-point scale system, and your current CGPA is 3.88, then it means you're doing a great job, but it means that you still have some way to go to move your CGPA from 3.88 towards a 4.5. And again, for anyone who wants to get a first class, what grade would help you? Yes, an A, and only an A. If you want to graduate with a 2-1, of course, an A and a B can also be helpful, because 2-1 will start from 3.5. So I'm hoping that I've been able to open your eyes to the possibility of knowing that it's in your hands to track your CGPA and to know what you're doing, and just help yourself to begin to plan towards your next set of grades, your next semester, right? Knowing fully well exactly the grades you need to achieve the goals that you've set out for yourself. Unstoppables around the world, thank you so much. Please give me your feedback. I'd like to know what your CGPA is. I'd like to know what your goals are. And, you know, if you want to get me into your space as your mentor, I mean, it will be an honor to mentor you. I have a mentorship academy. These days, I'm pretty busy, right? But let's see if we can get a slot in for you in the academy. So, Unstoppables around the world, thank you so much for always dropping by and, you know, subscribing to the podcast, for your feedback, and for your 5-star rating. We do appreciate it. Please keep dropping the ratings, and please keep dropping the feedback. On Instagram, I am at Ezekiel Ulebor, Ezekiel Ulebor. Thank you so much, Unstoppables. Do remember that you are the best, and you are unstoppable. God bless you.